This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone, after breaking the exclusive news that the president was going to declassify the JFK files next week. Well, we're going to give you the rest of the story and a lot more coming up after this next break. Then Jimmy Carter's come out in support of the president now against the Clintons and others. I mean, the worm is turning. We have the globalist on the run, but we have to be moral now. We have to deliver. We have to really stay the course. But populism is here. Globalism is in deep crap. Let's go to this special report. Bush and Obama tag team Trump.
They make a great team for globalism, don't they? Is it all hands on deck for the minions of the elites, puppets, George W. Bush and Barack Obama? Has populism and awareness become too large a threat to ignore? Obama, desperate to sway voters, attempted to sell pseudo-populism to the Democrats after bludgeoning the country for 8 years with orders from Bilderberg and the United Nations.
And so the question now, at a time when our politics just seems so divided and so angry and so nasty, when everybody pushes in the same direction, that's when good things happen. And we live at a time when all sorts of forces conspire to turn good people off from politics. The way we get our news, the way money floods into our campaigns, the way our political districts are drawn so that candidates are rewarded for pandering to the extremes instead of trying to keep common ground. Instead of looking for ways to work together and get things done in a practical way, we've got folks who are deliberately...
He's literally training that fake folks you talk.
Make folks angry.
Now, well, I'm trained by resistance, and I'm going to break you.
Ideas to get the base all riled up because it provides a short-term tactical advantage. But if we're going to talk about our history, then we should do it in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds, not in a way that divides. We shouldn't use the most painful parts of our history just to score political points. We saw what happened in Charlottesville.
While George W. Bush blamed the will of the American people, labeling the newfound surge of economic prosperity and nationalism racist.
There's an aggressive challenge by Russia and China to the norms and rules of global order. They propose revisions that always seem to involve less respect for the rights of free nations and less freedom for the individual. These matters would be difficult under any circumstances. They are further complicated by a trend in Western countries away from global engagement and democratic confidence. Parts of Europe have developed an identity crisis. We have seen insolvency, economic stagnation, youth unemployment, anger about immigration, resurgent ethno-nationalism, and deep questions about the meaning and durability of the European Union. America is not immune from these trends. In recent decades, public confidence in our institutions has declined. Our governing class has often been paralyzed in the face of obvious and pressing needs. The American dream of upward mobility seems out of reach for some who feel left behind in a changing economy. Discontent deepened and sharpened partisan conflicts. Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
Crawl back into your New World Order holes. America knows who you really are. Whatever you're selling, we're not buying.
President Bush to me embarrassed himself. Speechwriter wrote a highfalutin speech. It's clear he didn't understand anything he was talking about. He equates the Industrial Revolution, the Agriculture Revolution, globalization. He has no earthly idea what he's coming or going. Just like it was when he was president of the United States. There's not been a more destructive presidency than George Bush's. The rise of China started with the Clintons and Bush. When they had this great theory that you let them into the World Trade Organization and give them most favored nations, that they're going to become a liberal democracy as they get bigger, okay? And they're going to become more free market capitalists. This is not a small mistake. This is a strategic mistake of incalculable problems.
John Barron reporting for Infowars.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Got a business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So we have hundreds of major newspapers, every major local TV station, the big four networks, constantly saying InfoWars, InfoWars.com is fake news. And they say that because they're the fake news. And every day and every week and every month and every year, we prove over and over again that you learn what's going to happen here days, weeks, months, years, or decades before. But most of the time, it's because I've read the congressional hearing on the JFK assassination that was bigger and more in-depth than the Warren Commission, and it said multiple shooters, probably the CIA. So I sound really smart 53 years later when it's all coming out. Or Roger Stone, who's been friends for 43, 44 years with President Trump, the former head of his two campaigns, talks to him, and the president sounded like he was going to release it, barring new info. That's what Roger said Friday. The media ran all these headlines saying, oh, look, Roger Stone and Alex Jones say this, but our sources say it's not going to be released. Yeah, Pompeo, I'm not against Pompeo, but that's who's pressuring him. Trump tweets on Saturday morning, no, barring new info, I'm going to release it. So they just can't stand the fact that we don't just have the sources, because we're honorable, but we're pro-America and we're winning. We just saw the new Czech billionaire modeled after Trump, a populist, win by a huge margin. We just saw a patriot modeled after Trump win in Austria. We see it in Australia. We see Catalonia trying to break away in a Trump-type movement. We see Reykjavik, Iceland. We see Brazil moving in that direction. We see Brexit. We see it everywhere. People don't want to be under a big private corporate New World Order. Then you have Frederica Wilson coming out, lying about the president, getting caught lying. She wasn't on the phone call. He didn't say the things she said he said. Wearing her big fake cowboy hat, like Pocahontas over there. Elizabeth Warren saying she's an Indian. They're playing cowboys and Indians. She's falling on her face saying General Kelly is a racist because he called her stupid. I'll call you evil. You're like a clown, witch. So all of this is happening. But Antifa is planning the terror attacks on November 4th. Who knows what's coming? We're in the fight. We're starting to win. But it's like we lost the first six rounds. Now at round 10, we're winning and winning handily. There's two rounds left, baby, in heavyweight championship for the whole world's future. Roger Stone joins us. It isn't about a victory lap, but man, we're right. Man, we're on target. Man, we are just dead on, and they can't stand it, can they, Roger?
No, Alex, they really can't. First of all, let me say, I'm extraordinarily proud of our president, Donald Trump, because I know that the deep state and the intelligence agencies tried to pressure him not to release these documents. After 50 years, when you have Gerald Posner, the New York Times bestselling author and supporter of the Warren Commission in his book, team with Roger Stone, who wrote The Man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ, and we both call for transparency, the president absolutely did the right thing. The danger now, Alex, is not allowing the deep state to redact and hold back so much material in these 3,100 files that they become useless, a kind of a backdoor nullification of the president's courageous decision using the phony claim of national security to cover their
dirty
work.
And that was my next question, is what do you think is going to be released? Because we know from the Congressional Commission and our deep research what's in the files. A lot of it's leaked. So we should, A, get to that next, but let's do B first. The big fear is Obama said we're going to release the 9/11 files, but they were all blacked out.
Yeah, look, we know from the very last data release of these materials that we have J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI director, telling Lyndon Baines Johnson, the president, that the KGB has conducted their own independent investigation and determined that LBJ was the ringleader in John Kennedy's murder. We have documentation from the previous dump that French intelligence told Jacqueline Kennedy that they concluded Lyndon Johnson was culpable. We have Bobby Baker, right-hand man to Lyndon Johnson, saying to one of John Kennedy's top aides, John Kennedy will not live out his term, and he will die a violent death. This is at the 1961 inauguration. So there's no telling what the next tranche could be. I expect that we will find additional ties to Lyndon Johnson. And the CIA is and their long-term ties to Oswald, which they've been pretty adept at covering up, may finally come to light.
To be clear, you talked to the president. He said, look, barring new info, I'm probably going to do it. You, I mean, on air said he's leaning towards, I think he'll do the right thing. He's supposed to come out next Friday. Do you think Pompeo or others can get to him and stop him? Or will they go the end run and say, okay, sir, we will, but again, completely black it out?
Look, there's no chance that he's going to reverse himself on this, and the public reaction to it, I think, has been quite positive. No, I think that they may seek the back door. In July, there was a more limited dump of material, Alex, and far too much of it was redacted and held back. I will be the first to go public if this is an attempt by the deep state to counterman what the president has ordered, hoping that he doesn't notice. The president's committed to transparency. And there's so many things that we'd like to know. I'd like to see if there's any further evidence of Ted Cruz's father's involvement with Oswald. We know that Judith Vary Baker, who is definitely connected to Oswald in the Warren Commission report, has said publicly that she knew Angel Cruz as part of Lee's crew in New Orleans. So there's a lot of things here that could be extraordinarily interested regarding this upcoming dump.
Sure, let's stop right there. Obviously, since you were the head of the campaign and the media made stuff about you and the fake Russiagate thing has now collapsed. We know it was the Clintons doing it, so they tried to blame the people exposing it, like yourself, Julian Assange and others, myself, just totally asinine. Anderson Cooper, they said, Anderson Cooper attacked people saying they must be, agents of Russia. They blame Tucker Carlson, said he may be one. Clearly, they're the ones involved is why they're scared. But now maybe in hindsight, you can get into some of the other conversations with the president. Because I remember during the campaign, we talked on air and privately saying, look, it looks like Ted Cruz's dad, was involved, was CIA. We know it looks like him. We know he was there. We think if we bring this out, Cruz will drop out. Trump did it after you and others talked to him. It came out, and then his dad dropped out 2 days later. I mean, you talk about running for the hills. I mean, you want to talk about that conversation now? I think it's newsworthy.
Well, look, I would say this. Donald Trump is his own man.
No, I know that, but you gave him the intel. Just say it.
That said, Alex, he loves nothing better than giving the needle to his opponents, the way he did to little Marco Rubio, the way he did to Lion Ted Cruz. So he saw the opportunity to needle Ted Cruz about a photograph that comes from the Warren Commission report that certainly looks like Angel Raphael Cruz.
And his father lived there, and his father had the connections, and our sources say it was him.
We have a witness who says it was here, Judith Vary Baker. So the president never misses an opportunity to needle his opponent.
And then he dropped out right after it came out.
Yeah, no, it was devastating. It was meant to drive Ted Cruz crazy. And if you saw the videos that day, he was drooling. He was arguing.
I just say you never take credit for the stuff that I'm even halfway involved in. I'm very proud of.
Well, you know, look, I think it's all covered in my book, The Making of the President 2016, and the role of InfoWars, the role of the alt-right media. It's all there. I commend it to you.
Well, amazing. And again, alt-right, Hillary's term, that's fine. But, I mean, we really are the new right, aren't we?
Well, we are. The other thing I want to point out, because this is important historically, Alec, you were the one who covered the E. Howard Hunt deathbed confessions in which Hunt said that this was a CIA operation, that he was on the ground.
Hold on, let's start over there. One more segment with Roger Stone, then I get into General Kelly, who we've both been critical of, but now CNN saying he's shown his true colors. He thinks abortion's wrong, he loves God, he thinks women are sacrosanct, and he thinks putting down dead troops' families is wrong. Oh, he doesn't hate America. We thought you hated America, Kelly. What's your problem? So we'll talk about all that and more straight ahead. But Trump is hitting his stride, and we are all winning. You're going to get sick of winning.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Wonder. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Newswars.com is our news site. It's excellent, loads really quick, has a lot of original news and content there. And, of course, Infowars.com is the main site, PrisonPlanet.com, the backup. I just cut right in because this is so important with this final segment with Roger, and he's got to go. He's at a TV studio right now in Florida where he was just doing tapes for big national shows tomorrow morning. They say that those that are living in history don't know it. They're so busy fighting. They're so busy creating the new civilization. And I'm not tooting our horn, but you, the listeners that have supported us, we're just a microcosm of your power and this great crew and our sponsors and our local affiliates. I mean, we're changing the world. Globalism's in trouble. I always knew it's an authoritarian secret system. If we just stand up, it falls. We're promoting freedom. Marilyn Monroe and 57 Chevys. They're promoting North Korea and Venezuela communism. I mean, if we just stand up and say no, they're going to lose. It was all a con game. But I got to tell you, pinching myself here, that we got the E. Howard Hunt deathbed video confession. George Norrie, his great courage, he premiered the audio confession first. I got it the next day. All of this, Roger Stone getting a lot of the witnesses to talk first. I mean, we're here instrumental in lobbying the president who made the right decision with great courage to release it. It's happening, people, and you're seeing it in 2017. Roger, you got the floor. Get into E. Howard Hunt, the history, the real facts, the fact that this is solved, and whether they black it all out or not, this is just round one. People ask, why wouldn't they shred it all? Because they keep this stuff for blackmail. Explain that to folks.
Well, you're exactly right, Alex. Our friend George Norrie and you first exposed the deathbed confessions of E. Howard Hunt, the legendary CIA operative, Bay of Pigs veteran, later arrested as one of the Watergate burglars. Among the classified material that is now scheduled to be released are E. Howard Hunt's diaries. These diaries were seized by the agency, and Hunt had fought through his lawyers for their return unsuccessfully. His son, St. John Hunt, joins me tomorrow night on the War Room at 5 o'clock Eastern. He tells me these diaries are incendiary because they confirm everything that you first reported, that the CIA was on the ground in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963, that General Lansdale of the CIA was on the ground in Dealey Plaza, that it was a CIA operation, but that Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson was, to use Howard Hunt's words, running the show.
That's right, and Hunt was a, quote, armchair quarterback, a bench warmer, basically, it was his words, in charge, but he was the second phase down the road. If it failed, they were ready with bazookas, hand grenades, you name it. I mean, they were going to kill Kennedy.
Well, and look, the House Assassinations Committee in 1978 concluded that organized crime had a role in Kennedy's death. This is a repudiation of the Warren Commission that tells us that Jack Ruby had no known associations with organized crime. That's a knee slapper.
Well, you know, going back to World War II, they used La Cosa Nostra and all those groups in Sicily and Italy to help with the pre-invasion.
Well, we also know that once the Central Intelligence Agency and their assets were thrown out of Cuba, we had to rely on the still mob-owned casinos in that country for intelligence on what Castro was doing. We also know the mob and the Central Intelligence Agency in a secret operation organized by Vice President Richard Nixon, green-lighted by Dwight Eisenhower, sought to assassinate Fidel Castro.
That was Operation Mongoose.
Absolutely. So we are really interested about these documents because the Hunt diaries, I think, will be explosive and newsworthy.
By the way, I'm ready to finance. I'm ready to get on a plane right now and fly out and meet Hunt. I did it years before to get the exclusive deathbed confession. And so I'm ready to get Hunt on air as soon as you're, because now's the season. I told everybody, listen, everybody knows they killed Kennedy. They're tired of hearing about it. But when the documents come out, they care again. A huge victory lap for justice and history. Now is the time. I just hope that, again, these documents get released on Friday.
Well, and then they haven't redacted them to death. Let's be clear about what we're expecting. There is the psychoanalysis, the psychological profile done by Oswald by the CIA. There is the classified testimony of both CIA and FBI officials to the Congress that was not released at that time. There is the transcript of the interrogation of Yuri Nisenko, who was thought by some to be Oswald's handler. There are documents pertaining
to... And again, that was a local white Russian, right?
Correct. There's documents pertaining to Oswald's mysterious appearance in Mexico City. We have Lyndon Baines Johnson on the phone with J. Edgar Hoover when Hoover says, Mr. President, the man in Mexico doesn't look like Oswald. Time for an answer as to what he meant by that. What it means, of course, is that the security camera footage seems to be missing.
Sure, we're almost out of time.
Evidence.
We'll put it back on screen. Then we have the J. Edgar Hoover memo saying George Herbert Walker Bush of the CIA in Texas on JFK, you know, I want to contact him. I mean, we have these documents that have come out. We're going to put them on screen for TV viewers. Let me ask you this. Why is everything coming out now? Why is populism winning everywhere? What is going on? I mean, it's spectacular. I didn't know we'd start kicking their butts this fast, Roger. This is amazing.
Well, because we have an anti-establishment president who knows his own mind, who's a gut populist, and who understands that the American people are tired of the lies of the two-party duopoly, the neocon globalists who have run this country in...
And they say he's mentally ill because he wants America to be first and isn't out to get us. I mean, I read this stuff from...
What I don't like is the way the Washington Post and the New York Times referred to both you and I last week as conspiracy theorists. Let's address this. First of all, we have a memo written in 1964 by the Central Intelligence Agency instructing their media assets. Anytime anyone disagrees with the government's conclusions regarding the Kennedy assassination, call them a conspiracy theorist. It's an attempt to discredit us.
And they still do it today. They still follow the old order today.
But let's talk about some real conspiracy theories. Like the Russians helped Donald Trump get elected. There's a conspiracy theory. Or Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone nut communist who acted alone. There's a conspiracy theory.
Or the WMDs in Iraq and you know, Niger uranium and anthrax. Let me ask you this in closing. We only have 1 minute left. Go ahead.
George W. Bush is our largest conspiracy theory president. He told us they had yellow cake uranium and that they had weapons of mass destruction. He lied us into war on the basis of a conspiracy theory. Very sad. Pathetic.
Exactly. And now it's just a bunch. I mean, you look at that photo of Lady Gaga on the old presidents in closing, 30 seconds. What do you make of, it's in the New York Post, Jimmy Carter came out against the Clintons, came out against Obama and said they're all full of it, that Americans want populism and that Trump was elected by Americans and Russia wasn't involved. Jimmy Carter just turned against them. What's going on?
Jimmy Carter, like Ronald Reagan, was an outsider. He was controlled by the deep state, but he was never one of them. And unlike the rest of them, he never profiteered personally. He never lined his own pockets. He never became a rich man, nor did his crime.
So he might have made mistakes, but he's not a bad guy.
He was honest. He never stole a dime, unlike the Bush.
So do you think he sees Trump in himself being a maverick?
He was a Christian. He was an honest man. He just had a misguided political philosophy. But he was not evil. He was controlled by...
And now he stands with Trump. It's a big choice. Thank you, Roger. Incredible. We'll be back with Key Intel. Thank you, Roger. This is powerful.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones
of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The most important things we do here at InfoWars is break down for the viewers and listeners how the mass media manipulates, how they deceive. We take you behind the scenes and basically show you the hat trick that the magician is using so that we can basically alert the public so they're aware of these scams so the fake news media cannot continue to get away with it over and over and over again. And a great example of this was just last week, a wonderful, though sad, opportunity to expose what they're up to. We saw President Trump making phone calls to the wives and to the widows and family members of soldiers
and others that had recently died in the armed services of this country and service to this nation. And a congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, reportedly listened in to one of the phone calls of one of her constituents and then misrepresented what Trump had done, so that he was very cavalier, that he was very flippant. Well, he asked for it, so this is what he got. Then, of course, Gold Star families released phone calls that were similar to what this phone call had been like. It was actually very, very gracious the way he said it. And it was General Kelly, who lost his own son a few years ago in the Marines, who basically told the president how best he thought it would be for the president to basically do it. But he went further and said, Mr. President, most presidents don't actually call people, and this is really tough for you to do, and I recommend you don't do it. But Trump went ahead and did it. So this is bigger than Trump. This is about the anatomy of deception, because now this congresswoman has come out and said that she's a rock star now that this happened, and is really, really proud of all the fawning attention that fake news media like MSNBC and CNN and ABC have given her. A total disconnect. She doesn't get most Americans hate mainstream media. She doesn't get that her butt's hanging out there in front of the world and people see right through her, and that she took this death of this soldier and then used it to project hatred upon the president. Now the rest of the story, I'm going to play part of the press conference that Kelly gave, is that in their attempt to demonize and lie, they've now expanded it on to General Kelly and said, oh my gosh, you know, he is this terrible person. He's shown his true colors, is what CNN said. He's shown us he's really a Make America Great Again guy. And with horror in these articles and in these reports, they talk about what a terrible person he is because he believes we shouldn't use the deaths of soldiers to make political points, or he believes that religion should be honored, or that women should be honored, or that children should be honored, or, you know, the institution of manhood, you name it, that humanity should be honored, that the right to life should be honored. He talked about honoring humanity, having respect for ourselves, and it's CNN and others that showed us their true colors when they flipped out and acted like the wholesome things that General Kelly said were some type of horrible pornography or something obscene that was being said and done. It's really the Washington Post and CNN and mainstream corporate dinosaur media that are showing us their true colors when they flip out over someone saying, let's not be political in America when it comes to deaths of soldiers. Let's not insert ourselves between grieving families and the president. Let's have something that's still sacrosanct and honored in this country. And as if not to be undone after all of her rock star bandwagon, you know, really vampire-like behavior, the psychic vampire, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, comes back again now this weekend and says that the general was racist when he said that the loudest guns tend to be empty barrels. That's just saying that she's a loudmouth. That's just saying she jumps on bandwagons and that she's an idiot. But again, because she can't intellectually defeat what he said and what he's done, and because she's been caught lying about the tenor of what President Trump really does in these heartfelt phone calls, she's got to go back to the only card that the liberal, democratic, globalist party has, and that's race baiting. And to see folks like this lady falling on her face is just absolutely disgusting. You know, there's a congressman up in Georgia who happens to be black who believes that islands float. And when the media pointed out that islands don't float, they're mountaintops sticking out of the water, some folks said, well, you're just racist. No. Nancy Pelosi's just as senile and mentally ill as these folks as well, and she's white. And there's some other members of Congress that are also out of their minds. We've just got to be asking ourselves, how have we gotten a collection of weirdos like this in charge of our country? So I'm going to air the first 10 minutes or so of General Kelly's breakdown. And then for yourself, go to InfoWars.com, Washington Post, you name it, and actually see similar phone calls that Gold Star families have taped, where you see how gracious and loving the president is when he's saying, hey, he was with you, wanted to be with, he was a leader, he gave his life for us, what a hero. Versus, he asked for it, toots, so shut your mouth. That's how the fake news media distorts things. And in the new media system where everybody's got a camera and everybody can expose what they're doing, they are extincting themselves. It's not InfoWars destroying mainstream media. They're doing it to themselves.
Most Americans don't know what happens when we lose one of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, or Coast Guardsmen in combat. So let me tell you what happens. Their buddies wrap them up in whatever passes as a shroud, puts them on a helicopter as a routine, and sends them home. Their first stop along the way is when they're packed in ice, typically at the airhead, and then they're flown to usually Europe, where they're then packed in ice again and flown to Dover Air Force Base, where Dover takes care of the remains, embalms them, meticulously dresses them in their uniform with the medals that they've earned, the emblems of their service, and then puts them on another airplane linked up with a casualty officer escort that takes them home. A very, very good movie to watch if you haven't ever seen it is Taking Chance, where this is done in a movie HBO setting. Chance Phelps was killed under my command right next to me. And it's worth seeing that if you've never seen it. So that's the process. While that's happening, a casualty officer typically goes to the home very early in the morning and waits for the first lights to come on. And then he knocks on the door. Typically the mom and dad will answer, the wife. And if there is a wife, this is happening in two different places. If the parents are divorced, three different places. And the casualty officer proceeds to break the heart of a family member and stays with that family until, for a long, long time, even after the internment. So that's what happens. Who are these young men and women? They are the best 1% this country produces. Most of you, as Americans, don't know them. Many of you don't know anyone who knows any one of them. But they are the very best this country produces. And they volunteer to protect our country when there's nothing in our country anymore that seems to suggest that self-service to the nation is not only appropriate but required. But that's all right. Who writes letters to the families? Typically the company commander, in my case as a Marine, the company commander, battalion commander, regimental commander, division commander, Secretary of Defense, typically the service chief, commandant of the Marine Corps, and the president typically writes a letter. Typically, the only phone calls the family receives are the most important phone calls they can imagine, and that is from their buddies. In my case, hours after my son was killed, his friends were calling us from Afghanistan, telling us what a great guy he was. Those are the only phone calls that really matter. And yeah, the letters count to a degree, but there's not much that really can take the edge off what a family member is going through. So some presidents have elected to call. All presidents, I believe, have elected to send letters. If you elect to call a family like this, it is about the most difficult thing you could imagine.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
There's no perfect way to make that phone call. When I took this job and talked to President Trump about how to do it, my first recommendation was he not do it. Because it's not the phone call that parents, family members are looking forward to. It's a nice to do, in my opinion, in any event. He asked me about previous presidents, and I said, I can tell you that President Obama, who was my commander-in-chief when I was on active duty, did not call my family. That was not a criticism. That was just to simply say, I don't believe President Obama called. That's not a negative thing. I don't believe President Bush called in all cases. I don't believe any president, particularly when the casualty rates are very, very high, that presidents call. But I believe they're all right. So when I gave that explanation to our president 3 days ago, he elected to make phone calls in the case of the four young men who we lost in Niger at the earlier part of this month. But then he said, you know, how do you make these calls? If you're not in the family, if you've never worn the uniform, if you've never been in combat, you can't even imagine how to make that call. I think he very bravely does make those calls. The call in question that he made yesterday, or day before yesterday now, were to four family members, the four fallen. And remember, there's an next of kin designated by the individual. If he's married, that's typically the spouse. If he's not married, that's typically the parents, unless the parents are divorced. And then he selects one of them. If he didn't get along with his parents, he'll select a sibling. But the point is, the phone call is made to the next of kin only if the next of kin agrees to take the phone call. Sometimes they don't. So a pre-call is made. The President of the United States or the Commandant of the Marine Corps or someone would like to call. Will you accept the call? And typically they all accept the call. So he called four people the other day and expressed his condolences in the best way that he could. And he said to me, what do I say? I said to him, sir, there's nothing you can do to lighten the burden on these families. But let me tell you what I tell them. Let me tell you what my best friend, Joe Dunford, told me, because he was my casualty officer. He said, Kel, he was doing exactly what he wanted to do when he was killed. He knew what he was getting into by joining that 1%. He knew what the possibilities were because we're at war. And when he died, in the four cases we're talking about, Niger, my son's case in Afghanistan, when he died, he was surrounded by the best men on this earth, his friends. That's what the president tried to say to four families the other day. I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing. A member of Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion. He's a brave man, a fallen hero. He knew what he was getting himself into because he enlisted. There's no reason to enlist. He enlisted. And he was where he wanted to be, exactly where he wanted to be, with exactly the people he wanted to be with when his life was taken. That was the message. That was the message that was transmitted. It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation. Absolutely stuns me. And I thought, at least that was sacred. You know, as a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred, looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life, the dignity of life, is sacred. That's gone. Religion, that seems to be gone as well. Goes to our families. I think that left in the convention over the summer. I just thought the selfless devotion that brings a man or woman to die on the battlefield, I just thought that that might be sacred. And when I listened to this woman and what she was saying and what she was doing on TV, the only thing I could do to collect my thoughts was to go and walk among the finest men and women on this earth. And you can always find them because they're in Arlington National Cemetery. Went over there for an hour and a half, walked among the stones, some of whom I put there because they were doing what I told them to do when they were killed. I'll end with this. In April of 2015, I was still on active duty. I went to the dedication of the new FBI field office in Miami. And it was dedicated to two men who were killed in a firefight in Miami against drug traffickers in 1986. A guy named McGrogan in Duke. Grogan, almost retired, 53 years old. Duke, I think less than a year on the job. Anyways, they got in a gunfight, and they were killed. Three other FBI agents were there, were wounded, now retired. So we go down, Jim Comey, get an absolutely brilliant memorial speech to those fallen men and to all of the men and women of the FBI who serve our country so well and law enforcement so well. There were family members there. Some of the children that were there were only 3 or 4 years old when their dads were killed on that street in Miami-Dade. Three of the men that survived the fight were there and gave a rendition of how brave those men were and how they gave their lives. And a congresswoman stood up, and in the long tradition of empty barrels making the most noise, stood up there and all of that and talked about how she was instrumental in getting the funding for that building. Now, she took care of her constituents because she got the money, and she just called up President Obama, and on that phone call, he gave the money, the $20 million to build the building. And she sat down, and we were stunned. Stunned that she'd done it. Even for someone that is that empty a barrel, we were stunned. But, you know, none of us went to the press and criticized. None of us stood up and were appalled. We just said, okay, fine. So I still hope, as you write your stories, and I appeal to America, that let's not let this maybe last thing that's held sacred in our society, a young man, young woman going out and giving his or her life for our country, let's try to somehow keep that sacred. But it eroded a great deal yesterday by the selfish behavior of a member of Congress.
As we end this special broadcast today, I personally am just sitting back and analyzing how illustrative all of this is to exactly where our civilization and where our species is today on this planet. This is one of those stories that just opens up the windows of understanding into the mindset of ourselves, but also the globalist. This lady doesn't care about using dead service members to advance her agenda. She doesn't care about lying. And she loves being a, quote, rock star in the failed media system. So it illustrates how the crumbling power structure is still betting on CNN and MSNBC. And that's why they're losing, because they're so delusional, they're so senile, they're so disconnected. And it also illustrates to us how much disdain they have for the American people and what they really think about us. Because I recently saw Bill Maher out there bitching and complaining and getting in his viewers' faces for the fact that they don't listen to him or mainstream media, but that people online actually collect their own news and their own information and come to their own decisions. It's basically OCD. It's stagnant power structure that can't stop doing things in the same way over and over again and can't see how ridiculous they look in front of everybody else. That's why the whole power structure is coming down. Please join me tomorrow with a syndicated live transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, for InfoWars Live at InfoWars.com. And don't forget, David Knight's now kicked off his own syndicated radio/TV transmission, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays, right before I go live with The Real News with David Knight. And then, of course, Owen Schroyer and The War Room, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time every day at InfoWars.com/show. And as always, if you're watching this transmission, you're the hope of this country and the world. You're the reason we're here, and I salute and thank you all.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is following me and my words? This is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.